Welcome to the Wedding 101 podcast. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning. Photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florist venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let us know. And we hope you enjoy today's podcast. And we are thrilled to have a very special guest today. And our guest today is Susan Metropoulos. She is the owner of The Left Bank. And before we start our interview, I want to give you a little bit of background about Susan. In 1998, Susan opened her first shop, The Left Bank, in the Lincoln Park neighborhood of Chicago. Today, The Left Bank has evolved into a petite haven for French-inspired gifts and a must-stop for brides shopping for beautiful wedding shoes, bridal accessories, and a delightful place to indulge in bijou and other small treasures, all with a French twist. Featured as one of the 125 women in Chicago you need to know by Crave Chicago, Susan has worked to establish The Left Bank as the soul of Paris and the heart of Chicago over the past 20 years. Her success speaks to her own insights as a collector of antique jewelry and her customers demand and crave quality and uniqueness that is also affordable. The timeless appeal of vintage style and artistic craftsmanship plus the romantic allure of France gives the Left Bank and its treasures a charm as distinctive and enduring as the Eiffel Tower. And we'd like to welcome Susan to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So let's get started with a little bit of background about what are the most essential accessories that every bride must have for her wedding?
Well, definitely comfortable wedding shoes. Oftentimes, brides think that it's the easiest thing that they're going to find, but it's actually turns out to be the most difficult item to find simply mm-hmm. because people are picky, or they need a certain heel height, or they want fashion. It's really become what we're known for as comfortable wedding shoes.
And do people come in with a certain idea of the types of shoes they want to have? Do they come in with photographs, things from Pinterest, or do they kind of come in and then you kind of talk to them about shoes they have currently that they feel most comfortable with? And should their shoes kind of reflect what they have now, or is it really different than what they usually wear?
Yes, definitely. Everything that you choose for your wedding should reflect your personal style. I'm a big believer in that. But people come in with something very specific in mind, and typically it's a heel height they have in mind. Mm-hmm. If their fiancé is not that tall or the exact opposite, they want a certain heel height. So we always ask them what's important for them, a heel height, comfort. 80% of the time, we feel that it's comfort that they're looking for. And we are the flagship retailer for Angela Naran shoes. And Angela Naran shoes uh-huh. are based on a ballroom dance shoe, but it's re-engineered for the bridal market. So there's 10 times the amount of padding on the shoe. The shoes adjust in width. So if your feet are narrow or wider, you can make adjustments. And the great thing is that after your wedding, you could dye them over. So if you don't want a white or ivory shoe, you could dye them blue, purple, red. Or if you want a colored shoe, which is still trending, it could be dyed before your wedding.
Wow, that's really a lot of information. I did not realize that you have all that flexibility with shoes.
Yeah, it's a really unique yeah. shoe line. We started carrying them 8 years ago, and the shoes are not mass produced. Mm. So it's really become a very niche market. And everyone really does want comfortable wedding shoes.
Right.
So if you're investing in a great band, like David Rothstein Music, okay, and you're going to have the dance floor packed, uh-huh. a lady should not take off her shoes in a formal gown.
So the bride in the flip-flops routine isn't a good look, huh?
Flip-flops are much more permissible than bare feet, but your feet are going to be sore. Flip-flops give you zero support.
And in a general sense, why do women love shoes so much?
You know, that's a big question. I just think it could be art for the feet. It makes them feel sexy. It makes them feel great.
And in terms of trends that are coming and going and with shoes and certainly other accessories, how do people balance between the timeless look and what happens to be the big hot trendy things that are out there right now?
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer in putting your personal thumbprint of style in your wedding, in your theme, if you will. And there are so many trends, and there are no rules anymore in terms of accessories. It's really what makes you feel comfortable. The one thing that is heavily trending is lace. And lace has made a big comeback. And I think that it's just timeless. When you look at all the big movie stars and the princesses of the world, they all wore lace.
So there's certain things that no matter what will always be in style.
Absolutely.
Like the tuxedo will always be in style. There may
Absolutely.
Be certain accessories that are adjusted, but and I think it's got to fit into who you are, as you said. I think is really, really important. And one of the things that we talk about often is, you know, when people go in to go buy shoes or buy accessories, you want to make sure that the influence that you're getting about your decisions are really ultimately your decision and not something that you're turning over
Absolutely.
To everybody else you know.
Yes, please do not bring an entourage of 5-6 people. Narrow it down to 2 or 3 people, people that you really enjoy being with, you trust their opinions. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to get very confused. You're going to take someone else's opinion over your own. Trust your own instincts. Go with what you like. Take their opinions, of course, but always trust your own instincts first.
And I think that applies to really every decision you'll make for your wedding.
Is
that ultimately, it's your wedding, and you
Absolutely.
Have to kind of be the person to be able to decide about what you're going to look like and what you feel most comfortable with.
Yeah, in today's weddings, you have to make so many different decisions, from the ribbon color, the cutlery, the glassware, the tablescape, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So everything becomes this epic decision in the wedding world. So that's why we always recommend bring 2 or 3 people. Otherwise, it just gets to be more confusing and decisions are much more difficult to make.
When you first started, which is 1995, and first of all, congratulations for 20 years
Thank
in this
you.
Business is remarkable. How has the influence of the internet, especially things like Pinterest, really affected your business and how people make their decisions and how they get information to buying things from you?
Yeah, well, Pinterest is wonderful. It's really lent a lot more clarity into what people have to offer and great ideas. So it also lends them the ability to look at something and then come in and try it on. And oftentimes it doesn't work out. They see this picture, oh, I really love the photo, but it doesn't really work for me. So it's also created a little bit more of a work for the bride in terms of another decision for her to make, because there's endless media, there's endless photographs out there. And it's like, oh, I don't want to make a decision. I might see something I might like better. Mm. So I always recommend 6 weeks before the wedding, don't look at Pinterest anymore.
You have to cut yourself off at some point, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the new media, the blogs, Instagram, love it. You know,
uh-huh.
It's all positive. It's all great things. People love to share pretty images. And it's a powerful medium.
Yeah. And weddings can be an extremely creative process to go through. You can really find out a lot about yourself, I think, by planning your wedding, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's your whole personal style, and it's really the biggest party that you'll ever plan in your entire life. And it's probably the most expensive party you'll ever plan also.
That's for sure. And it goes by quickly. So
yes.
Make sure you get to savor the moment and stuff. So in terms of a bride coming into your store, and let's say she's going to be, for sure, she definitely wants to get some great shoes. What are some of the other accessories that are pretty standard that you really need to have for your wedding?
Oh, earrings and a bracelet combination. Not so much a necklace, unless you're a really big necklace person, or if you have a special heirloom necklace that you want to wear. But definitely great earrings. I love a bracelet on a bride because your arms are really photographed more than you think. For the ceremony, hugging people, dancing people, your arms are always exposed and always up. So I really love to recommend a bracelet. And it's a really nice set to have after your wedding. And when you rewear it, it reminds you of those special moments of your wedding.
And is that influenced by the ring at all, or is that a completely separate choice?
Oh, everything is influenced by that ring. Yes, yes. So we also recommend to wear the bracelet on the opposite hand of the ring, not to compete with the bling.
The bling and the ring.
Yes.
You got to keep those separate, right?
Exactly. Keep them separate.
One hand the bling, the other hand the ring. Okay.
Yes.
It's beyond bling, I guess, right? Wedding ring is... doesn't fall into the bling category, does it?
Well, you want it. You want to compliment and not compete.
Gotcha.
And that's
gotcha.
Always our best recommendation too. When you're looking for wedding accessories and jewelry and hair pieces and veils, I'm all about complimenting the gown and not competing with it.
I see. And are there things that are like, let's talk about tiaras actually.
Okay.
Tiaras. Tell me a little bit about the history of tiaras, why people choose to have one or not have one.
Well, they've kind of fallen out of fashion, but it's a very regal accessory. And it fits a certain bride. It fits that princess bride, the girl that's always dreamed of being married since she was probably age 6 and walking down in a white dress and practicing. So we still sell them. We sell more headpieces than anything. But tiaras in history were worn for all grand gala affairs, from coronations to big balls and galas. So for formal weddings, we still see them, as well as a lot of ethnic weddings, a lot of Greek, Italian, Assyrian, Persian brides want a significant bridal headpiece or tiara.
Is it kind of symbolized that you're kind of the queen for the day?
Is Absolutely. I'm guessing
yes. That's what it is, right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And I guess they should be, right?
They should be.
Absolutely. So... in terms of some of the stuff for guys, most of the time, guys, we just think of, you get a tuxedo, maybe some cufflinks. What are some of the accessory things that they should consider for the wedding?
Oh, custom ties for sure, and ties that complement the rest of the bridal party. I personally really like that, and there's a lot of designers out there that are doing custom-made ties, bow ties. Pocket squares are a beautiful accessory. It's very chic. And, you know, cufflinks are still trending. And a nice pair of personalized monogram cufflinks are also a timeless accessory that you'll have.
And what about bridesmaids and groomsmen? Should their outfits be matching in terms of jewelry? Should that be tied into what the bride's wearing? Should it be tied into what the groom's wearing? Or is that
not necessarily? Okay. It doesn't have to be tied in. I mean, they have their own look. They're not wearing a white or an ivory gown. They're wearing lavender or blush or golden tone. We are still doing a lot of bridesmaids jewelry that are based around the design of the dress. And then we also have a lot of clients that are purchasing things that would fit each of the bridesmaids' personalities. So it's a really good mix, but it's just a wonderful gift.
And on your website, leftbankjewelry.com, there's a lot of other accessories related to weddings. Maybe you can talk about some of the other things that that you guys offer that perhaps people hadn't thought about buying before.
Well, for winter weddings, we have faux fur wraps, and I'm a big animal advocate, and we only sell faux furs, and which are all made here in the States. They're beautiful. And so that's a great winter wedding accessory. We have garters, hankies. We have that something blue, the old wedding traditions of something old, something...
something borrowed, something blue.
Yes,
something...
thank you. We have a lot of little things
okay.
like that, from blue sequined hangers to blue embroidered hankies. So all kinds of fun little things for your wedding.
Yeah, and I think... like I said, creativity can really be a fun thing to play with for your wedding. So look at some other things that are out there too. It can really help express who you are by adding some of those other smaller elements that you may not have. Cake toppers, things like that.
Absolutely.
Can be a lot of fun. We just did a wedding recently where they all had superhero cufflinks and socks. All the guys at Captain America, the Hulk, Superman, and it was really kind of a cute thing.
Oh, that's fun.
And that's just kind of who those guys are.
Yeah.
I don't think they did it because that's a big hot trend. I just thought there was something fun to do, and it was fun for them, and I think that was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, I like weddings. At the end, people will remark, oh, that wedding was just like, that was just Aaron and Matt.
Yeah, it was so you.
That was just so you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best. And you know, in the end, you spend all of this money, but a wedding is really about family, friends, coming together, celebrating. And those are the best weddings that I've ever attended in my life.
When they're the most authentic, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And the people you like the most, I think, are... You know, they may be bad at parallel parking, or they hit their lousy tippers, they show up late, but they're real, you know. And people are like, hey, look, I've got the latest Kim Kardashian, dress or whatever. Then it's something that's not really quite as authentic. And
exactly.
I think you got to be yourself.
Yes.
So balancing all these different trends and the hottest things that are coming out, do you look at things and you go, oh, this is just not going to last? And at what point you decide, like, okay, I'm going to jump on board to this hot trend just because everybody's asking for it, even though I know 6 months or a year from now, it's not necessarily going to be around.
Wow, that is a great question. Thank you.
Yeah.
The trend, there's this big boho chic movement going on, and we're based in the Midwest. So the styles are a little bit more tame, a little bit more simple, elegant, preppy side, I'd say. But when you're going to California and some areas in New York, we're seeing a lot of this boho chic with floral crowns and of this very ethereal look. And I really don't think it's going to last. It was made famous by Martha Stewart having it on her cover and all the content of the editorial a couple of years ago. From an editorial standpoint, it is gorgeous. I love it.
Yeah.
But from a real world standpoint, it just does not look good on most real brides.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're 6 foot tall model, you're pulling it off.
Right.
You're getting photoshopped. It looks amazing. So I call that trend is going to go south shortly.
I see. Okay. So it seems like a fleeting thing. So I'm guessing you're going to tell me the ruffled tuxedo look is out as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I better go do some tuxedo shopping then. Members only jackets, that's another thing that's on the
way. I think that's coming back.
But
so,
if you hold on to things long enough, right, they'll eventually come back, right?
It's so true. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of women come in that are using an heirloom veil, their mother's veil, their grandmother's veil. It's just been a wonderful thing. And a lot of times we recondition them. If they're too full or poofy from the 60s, we tame them down, we recut them, but we're using the same tool that was on the veil that their mother used. So personally, I love veils. There's also a big question, you know, to veil or not, but from a photographic standpoint, I really think that they photograph beautifully. It's one time in your life that you'll get to wear one.
Right, right. Okay.
No other occasion will you be able to wear a wedding veil.
I think this is the time. If you're big into veils, this is the only you got to really.
And even if you're not, if you're on the fence, just try some on.
Okay.
Just try some on. And if it's just not you, okay, great. Listen to your instincts. But try it on with your gown and look at other photographs on Pinterest and seeing other real brides wear veils outside and the great photographs that you get.
And when somebody's trying on things like shoes and all the accessories, they're not wearing their wedding gown in the store, are they? Or do people do that sometimes?
No, we do have a styling service that we offer, and it's by appointment only. We either go on site to your tailor dress salon.
Oh, okay.
And we send a stylist with a trousseau of veils and headpieces and jewelry, or you make an appointment or you bring your dress in store in our boutique and we could style you. It's becoming more and more popular because people are buying closer to their wedding date than ever before, and people are buying their wedding dresses off the rack or online, so they have it in their possession. So it's really become a lot easier. If you don't have your wedding dress with you, or if you can't bring it in or don't feel comfortable with that, we always say wear a white t-shirt, tank, camisole when you're wedding dress shopping, wedding accessory shopping, excuse me, just so you could really visualize your look.
I see. Okay. And you'd mentioned about the dates of buying things. How far ahead before their wedding, should they be buying shoes per se or buying all their accessories?
Well, you want to have your shoes for your first fitting.
Okay.
It makes things a lot easier. You will please your seamstress. And it's one of those things that you just need to break in too. Even though our wedding shoes could be as comfortable as all could be, you still need to break them in. The interior is kid leather, so they're going to mold to your feet.
Oh, okay.
And then if you're taking dance classes, you want to take them to dance classes. So optimally, you want to have everything ordered at least 8 weeks before your wedding. Most of our designers most of our jewelry designers and wedding headpiece and wedding accessory designers always ask for a solid 8 week out. So things are not mass produced in the wedding world.
I see.
Everything is custom to the bride's specifications. So that's what we recommend. And you know, the time goes by so fast in our lives and in our world. And you know, 2 weeks before your wedding, you're running around, you're a little stressed, everything's coming down. Payments are due.
Right. And you want to keep them as relaxed as possible. So give yourself as much time as you can to do that.
Yes.
So you get the shoes. When do you actually receive the shoes then? If you order them 8 weeks ahead of time, when do you actually pick them up that week or something?
Well, we have a lot in stock. Otherwise, it takes anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks to get in. So Angela Naran shoes, only 10 pairs could be made physically a day versus the big shoe lines.
Holy cow.
Thousands are being made
That's amazing.
A day. Yeah. So it's up to us to really educate our clients. They've never been married before.
Of course. Right.
You know, so I really get it when they say, I don't know. You know, it's like, no, of course you don't know. This is what they are. This is how they're made. Mm-hmm. And we have limited availability. So, and also if they want the shoes to be customized or add crystallization or blinged out, we do that too.
And what are some of the mistakes that you find brides making when buying wedding shoes or buying jewelry or anything like that? Is it doing it at the last minute, or what are some of the mistakes that you've seen and how can they prevent them?
People buying by price. Every time you buy something, if you see something online for $42 and it was originally,
know,
you have to question that. I always say buy by value, purchase by value, not by price. Otherwise, you're going to get this item in and it's not going to be what you had in mind. And then you're going to have to rebuy it and it's going to cost you so much more in the long run. So
it's an investment into the wedding as opposed to just an expense.
Exactly. And it's anything. You really have to shop by value. And I know everyone's trying to save money and everyone is on a budget. But you have to think in the grand scheme of things.
Yes.
You know, you have this gorgeous wedding gown that was thousands of dollars. Buy a beautiful pair of shoes. Buy wonderful accessories. These are things that you could actually use over after your wedding. That's the beauty of wedding accessories.
The quality, because it's going to last.
Absolutely.
And if something doesn't quite fit right or you don't have the right accessories, it's the wrong. You're going to be very aware of that probably throughout the whole day. And on your wedding day, you want to look and feel your best, whether it's the groom or the bride or anybody in the bridal party. You want to feel like, I feel fantastic. Let's have an amazing time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, David.
So I think that's I mean, by going to Left Bank Jewelry, you're going to take good care of them to make sure they feel phenomenal.
Yeah, our prices aren't the least expensive, and we're not the most expensive, but we offer very fair pricing, great service, and unparalleled selection. We have actually people coming in from Egypt, South America shopping,
really,
as well as the Midwest. They come from everywhere, and especially during convention time in Chicago, they're always we always have a lot of international clients coming in.
And what are the hours for your store?
We are open Tuesday through Friday, noon to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 6. We also offer private shopping by appointment only after business hours and on Sundays and Mondays.
And do people make appointments to come, or do people generally just kind of walk in? And
it's all on a walk-in basis.
Okay.
So if you want a private appointment, you could certainly make one, but you could come in at your convenience.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on our program, Susan, and we really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you for this opportunity.
And hopefully all of you out there have learned a lot about jewelry, accessories, certainly shoes. I've learned a lot about shoes today. And if you want to, and we certainly encourage you to contact Susan and stop by her for a beautiful store there. It's located at 1155 West Webster Avenue. That's in Chicago. The phone number there is 773-929-7422. Or you can call them at 877-770-SHOE. Her email address is theleftbank@sbcglobal.net. And the website is leftbankjewelry.com. So thanks so much for listening, everybody. Big thanks to Susan for being such a fantastic guest. And big thanks to Sarah Kay, who did is the producer and makes everything work for our podcast. And we really appreciate you listening to the Wedding 101 podcast. Feel free to explore the other programs that we do have out there. And if you do need any live music for your upcoming wedding, we have a great live music company, David Rothstein Music. Our website is drsmusic.com. And our phone number is 773-244-1239. Thank you so much for listening. And we want to wish you a very happy, elegant, and authentic wedding, and hope to see you all again soon. Thank you so much, and listen for upcoming podcasts coming soon.
Ooh, got the show about the weddings. There's a show about it. Got the show about the weddings, so you listen to it. Ooh, got the show about the weddings.